This is a podcast about relationships that I'm sure you'll love. Follow Kaylin and Egypt as they discuss the ins and outs of their vacationship. Hey, I'm Egypt.
And this is Kaylin.
And this is
vacationships.
So this week on vacationships, we're going to talk about coronavirus. What else are we going to talk about? This week's episode is Quarantine with Bae, Make It or Break It.
Right. So, I mean, everybody knows what's been happening. We're pretty much on lockdown. Can't talk to people. Social distancing is the thing. For me, you know, I'm a first grade teacher. I'm not going back to work until April 27th. Egypt works for the government, so she's not going back to work till who knows when.
Till whenever.
So pretty much, this is like first time, you know, a lot of people are forced to stay home. They're bored. They don't know what to do. They're with each other longer periods of time because, you know, normally you're at work, you're at school, you could go out on the weekend with some friends, get away from each other. So
now we're trapped in the house.
Yeah. Trapped in the house together pretty much. And we're gonna talk about some good stuff today.
Basically what we've been up to, pros and cons about living with someone during a quarantine. Just fun things you can do at home. Some social media tips and, just some advice.
And I'm going to read off some crazy stuff from the NYC Health Sex and Coronavirus Disease. So there's some interesting things that they're saying about if you want to have sex during the coronavirus. So some key tips coming up at the end. So stay tuned for that.
Mm-hmm. Save the juice for the end.
Yeah, because it's ridiculous.
No pun intended. So, some of the pros, obviously, the pros of living with someone, you got company. Like,
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, for some people, they like to be alone. So, like, if there's two people in a relationship and they live in two separate houses, then I'm guessing, you know, they'll probably go see each other every now and then. But if you need some space, then you have some space. But for, like, people who live together in a relationship, ain't going nowhere. Where else you going to go?
To the other room.
Yeah, that's true. Some other pros, you know, there's more time to do stuff. Like, me and Egypt have had more time to focus on relationships.
Marketing.
Yeah, getting on,
recording, you know, episodes.
House has been clean, you know, every day pretty much since we've been quarantined. Because there's nothing else to do. So, you know, we're not going to work and leaving shoes on the floor because, you know, we just don't have time.
Shoes. Always got to bring
just
up
example.
Shoes.
It's just an example. Or I'm just looking around the house, you know. Or, you know, the dishes are always done because it's like, you know, we cook. And then we have time, you know, to actually do the dishes. And
yeah, that's one thing that we're always doing, though, now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, dishes.
Even we have a dishwasher, but you still got to wash dishes. So.
Yeah. Another pro I would say is a lot more time to, like, watch the things we never got a chance to watch.
Yeah. We had a long list, so I think we'll be fine during this whole quarantine. Yeah.
My number one recommendation, and if y'all didn't know this about me already, I'm a musical man. I love me a musical. I would suggest watching High School Musical, the series, on Disney Plus. If you don't do anything else, if you don't listen to anything else that I say on this podcast, I say watch that series. All right? Okay.
Wow. The Masked Singer is really good, too. I love that show. So freaking good.
Yes.
Watch The Masked Singer. You don't have nothing else to do. Watch The Masked Singer, okay?
Another,
you're going to thank me for that one.
Another musical, Zoe's Infinite Playlist on Hulu. Watch now. Thank me later.
Yeah, that's if a you TV like show, musical. By the way.
Yes, that is a TV show. And so is High School Musical, the series.
Oh, that's good, too. We didn't mention that.
I did mention it.
Like, I thought you were talking about the the movie. You didn't say the series.
No, I said High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I missed that. So, my apologies. Yes. My apologies.
So yeah, those are some pros. Cons, I would say.
For cons, I would say that there's a lot of trash. Like, there's always trash to take out. Like, yeah, we're true. Always home throwing stuff away. You know, at work, when you throw stuff away, somebody comes and cleans it up. That's so true. It's not trash all the time.
I would say con for me is just like a lot more lounging around time. Mm-hmm. So like not as active as we would normally be during different parts of the day.
Yeah, like steps wise.
Yeah, just
moving and grooving.
I mean, like during when you're at work, you're moving around. Like when you're at home.
Just the potato.
What are you moving around for? Like, just either on the couch or on the toilet or in the kitchen or
eating on the chair
eating or back at the couch.
Yeah.
Like, who? Yeah. But that would be the only cons.
Yeah. So I would say get out as much as you can. Like, if you have a balcony, step out for some fresh air. Go check the mail.
Last night, we stepped outside and somebody was cooking some burgers.
Oh, my gosh.
And they were like,
those burgers smelled so good. Like, yeah. I could taste it. They ain't barbecue invite. With the seasoning.
And see, you don't have to invite nobody to your barbecue because we social distances. So they eat that all to themselves. All right, let's move on now.
Speaking of food, we usually eat out only on Fridays. I would say last week, you probably ate out.
Only ate out twice.
Probably three times.
Nah, we had Chick-fil-A and Papa John's.
I feel like we ate out three times. Mm-hmm. And today's a new week, so, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, so we're doing pretty good. Okay. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, that's like a highlight, eating out. Like, that's basically a date. Like, what else is going to be considered a date when you can't get out of the house?
And when the restaurant's supposed to close at 5, but who knows what people doing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we definitely have been cooking more. And you're kind of forced now with all this grocery store craziness going on to eat the food that you make.
Yes, so eat those leftovers.
Our suggestion would be to cook a lot and just be forced to eat it, or cook in different meals every day, but then you're gonna be forced to cook every day.
Yeah, nobody trying to cook, wash all those dishes every day. Like,
but you know, then you're gonna have to eat what you made for the rest of the week. So it's like, what do? You just pick one and just tough it out.
That's true.
Stop complaining, people.
How many meals we made last week? We had
the stir fry,
pulled jerk chicken,
and
salmon stir fry. That's what you were saying.
And that's it.
Oh, wow. And we just been eating sandwiches, like, in between.
Yeah, for lunch. So, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. But, back to, social media. Wait, we didn't even get to social media. Let's bring it to social media. So, there's been a lot of challenges and crazy stuff going on in social media. Definitely did the shot challenge. We saw the push-up challenge going around, too.
So, one thing that this week has brought to my light, or to me and Egypt and a couple other people, is that we are getting old. Because when people are doing these social media challenges, like the 24-hour challenge that women have been doing, how the hell do you repost what somebody tagged you in, but also have a video behind it?
Please, please help us.
So, like, I'm replying, but I have the original post in my video that I'm replying to somebody in.
Yeah, how do you reply with a video, basically?
Yeah.
On Insta story.
Yeah. And for all y'all women who had that long-ass 24-hour explanation.
Yes, like, how did you get it? Did you copy and paste it from somewhere?
I'm not typing that.
Look at the screen, write it down again, and then it just sounds like a lot. Clearly, we're definitely getting old.
Because I was like, yeah. And majority of people our age were like, if we tag somebody in, like, the see a shot, take a shot, like, they would repost it and then do another one.
Yes, they had a little, like, the spiral of videos going down, like, a tunnel.
No. I'm
like
talking about
the replies?
I would just, like, we would just repost what somebody tagged us in and then do a separate video. But then
that's what we
some
do.
Other people were like, replying to the shot challenge with the original post. That's the tumble thing I was talking about. I don't know
how to do it.
But
somebody gonna have to show us.
Man, nah, I'm gonna just do me on social media because y'all making this too complicated.
Yeah, so if I don't respond, don't get offended, please, because I'm just.
So, some fun things to do while you're in the house. Well, my suggestion would be first clean up your house. Because ain't going to be nothing fun to do if you have a messy house. And that's also important for this virus, is to stay clean, you know, in the first place. So if your house is not clean in the first place, I'm not saying anything, but I'm going to say clean up your house first. Second, some fun things to do would just be go for a walk. That's good for your soul. Go ahead, smell that fresh air. If you haven't noticed, even though this virus is going around, nature is still blossoming. We still have the trees.
It's actually doing better than ever.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm seeing, blue jays and red jays. And,
they out here. Out here.
The squirrels ain't never been so active in our backyard ever.
I heard pollution rates have been decreasing.
Yeah, because ain't nobody driving around. Clearing up. You know. Look at the positive things going around you too. That is also a fun thing to do. Look at the news once a day and stop trying to be negative all around the town about the things you can't do and think about the things that are actually happening. Okay.
Yes, that is so annoying. Like, okay, we get it. We're all quarantined. Like, stop complaining. It's not going to make things get better. Just do what they're telling you to do and make the best of it. Like,
and that's it. Like,
this is good quality time for some people, like especially parents, because parents don't really get to spend time with their children.
This is true.
They wake up early, take them to school, come home, cook dinner, wash laundry, go to sleep.
As a first grade teacher, we spend majority of the time with your kids. So now, roles have reversed. Y'all are going to be spending a lot of time with your kids. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually excited for parents because, as a first grade teacher in this stage of development, their kids learn how to be people from other kids. And, like, you know, end of first grade, heading into second grade, that's when students are really, like, coming into their personalities. And while it is good for them to be social, they still have to get their moral base from their parents. And most times, their parent is their teacher. So now, this is a good time for parents to really teach their child how to be a good, decent human being. And how to treat people and how to problem solve. Problem solve. All right?
Yeah.
Sorry, that was just a little bit of...
A rant.
Yeah, because some people don't teach their kids how to problem solve. And I've seen it firsthand almost every day that I've been a teacher. But now's that time. Take that time to teach your kid what to do.
Sorry. Just spend quality time. We're supposed to be talking about things to do.
Well, bust out some board games. You know what I'm saying? Yes,
yo. My family, we used to play board games like every weekend. We used to have OD day. We need to have an OD day.
Mm-hmm.
But OD day, we used to, everybody pick a movie they want to watch. Everybody pick a snack. So if I picked Oreos, we'd get like 5 packs of Oreos or something, cheese doodles, whatever your favorite little snack is, and
just have for a that day. Like, nowadays, you just got to get what's left in the supermarket because people are acting like crazies.
That's true.
And not leaving that's nothing true. For nobody.
But the snacks be there. The snacks be there. It's just the essentials that's gone.
Yeah, look. If you got nothing to do for about 4 or 5 hours, bust out a game of Monopoly, all right? Because that's going to take about half your day, especially for those people who be cheating.
Mm.
Y'all know who y'all are.
That's a good game if you bored.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I would say so far, it's been 1 week for us officially. And I haven't been bored. Like,
I've been more busy than ever.
Yeah, I don't feel like I've been like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. I'm freaking out. I'm stuck in the house. Like, I've just been chilling, enjoying my time, making the best of it.
Yeah.
Working on my page, working on relationships. Oh, yes. Catching up on shows.
Let me add on to that. Look, now more than ever, it's time to save your money.
Save.
Because you ain't in the club buying the bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they say that you know, the best ideas for making money come from creating a something for a need. So sit down and really think, what does the world need if you want to make some money? You know, what does the world need and how can I fit that need so that when you fit that need, you make some money? Okay. Mm-hmm. Just a little tip. So, yeah, to add on to like fun things to do, I would say, you know, people, well, I'm not going to be the one to say like read a book. Because, I mean, I don't really find that fun. But if you want to read a book, you find that fun, go ahead. Bust out some video games. I know I had the Nintendo 64. That still works. So anybody want that work, you know, just let me know. You know, catch up on your shows.
Have a dance party.
Oh, yeah. Have a dance. Oh, so speaking of dance party, and I'm going to say be careful with these because last night me and Egypt went to a Zoom party online and it was fun as hell.
It was fun.
And we got a little bit too drunk in our house because it's like, you know, you're in your house. So what?
Yeah. Getting drunk at home is actually more dangerous than when you're out and about. Like,
yeah.
You have unlimited access to liquor. And you're not, like, moving. I guess you're not moving around as much.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're not really, like, thinking about, oh, how am I going to get home? Like, it's not that inhibitor to stop you from, like, going over the edge. Like, you're just like, oh, I'm here. Like, it's my house. Like, this, most people feel most comfortable in their house. So, yeah, you know, you're going to drink all that wine and, you know. If you need to go to the bathroom, it's not like you got to wait online to go to the bathroom.
Right,
like
when
you're
BRB, going to the bathroom.
Just go right to the bathroom. We got something to eat while we were social distancing on Zoom.
Oh, yo, we had some chicken tenders. That was mad good.
Right, in the middle of the party, just chicken tenders. And, you know, you just listen to music. It's about maybe like
12, 13 people. Sorry, do you remember what you said about the blue cheese?
Nah.
We was eating the chicken tenders with blue cheese, and Kaylin was like, well, we were like, yo, blue cheese is mad good. Like, I don't understand how no one likes it.
I say, yo, blue cheese make you want to eat it by itself. Like,
just take a scoop.
Some people are ranch people, but I can't get
down. Blue cheese is better, y'all. I just wanted to put that out there. Like, with the chunks of cheese, like, it's just, I don't know. I like it better than ranch.
Yeah. Ranch could dance. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so, yeah, some things to do or just ways to keep your mind at ease while you're living together with somebody, you know, you might start to notice annoying quirks about them. Just make a schedule for the day.
I mean, if you're working, I think it's easier because from 9 to 5, that's like, all right.
Work time.
I'm in my bubble. Don't bother me. I don't bother you. And then back to normal business.
Yeah. Make a schedule for the weekend, too. Because, you know, you don't have to rush to do things. Like, you know, schedule a walk. Maybe you're going to wash some clothes. Maybe you'll stay inside for once instead of going to the grocery store. But even schedule time. Like, I know every Saturday I get up, eat some breakfast, and I watch my shows while I eat breakfast. That's been a constant for, like, every Saturday. I'm like a kid with my cereal and my cartoons. And that just is, like, something I do every Saturday. Sundays, my day of rest. You know, whole day, just chill out. Might do some homework. I don't have to plan anything anymore. Well, we have to plan to be online, but you know, normally I would just plan my lessons for the week, and then after that, just do what I want to do. I'd suggest everybody get a day, do what they want to do.
Yeah, just take it easy. Yeah, make a schedule, stay organized, don't think about it too much, and stay off social media. Like, if you have to go on, limit yourself, because the things that you see on Facebook, oh my gosh, the things you see on Instagram, it's like two completely different levels of, oh my gosh.
Because people don't fact check nowadays. And speaking of fact check, we're going to get into these nice sex Hold on, let me pull it up here. Sex tips and guidelines, all right? So we're going to get to those, do a couple shout-outs, and then we're going to wrap up for today. All right, let's get to these tips. So for those of you who normally, you know, go out to the club and get y'all little hookups on, I'm going to read some tips for you because, you know, I would stay off of Tinder and Finder and all that until this time is up. Take a little abstinence break, you little freaks. All right. Well, according to the CDC in New York City, have sex with people close to you. So, if you meet somebody on Tinder, I wouldn't consider that close to you. All right.
No for me, dog.
Let me see. One of the funniest ones that I've seen is you are your safest sex partner. It says masturbation will not spread COVID-19, especially if you wash your hands and any sex toys. So, ladies, go ahead. Do what you got to do.
And fellas.
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, man. All inclusive, just saying.
And make sure you wash your hands and toys with soap and water for at least 20 seconds before and after sex. Of course, if you live with somebody, that is a safe person to have sex with, but you should avoid close contact, it says. There was one. Oh, here we go. Kissing can easily pass COVID-19. Avoid kissing anyone who is not a part of your small circle of close contacts. That sounds a little weird. Don't kiss nobody.
Well, it says small circle.
So if I have a small circle of friends, I could just kiss everybody there. That's dumb.
No, but if you have a wife, maybe you can kiss her.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I'm just going off of what these rules say. So look, don't kiss nobody, even if it's your wife. That's going to spread the virus.
This is what I'm going through, people.
Let me see. Last tip, and this was the most surprising to me, I'm going to say, because I did not know about this until last night. Rimming is apparently a sexual act that might spread COVID-19. And that is putting your mouth on someone else's anus. Please don't go around putting your mouth on somebody else's anus. Okay? The virus in the feces may enter your mouth and you can get...
We get it.
Okay, I'm just want to make sure everybody out there...
Yes, everybody gets it. Okay. Stay safe, people. Basically, don't hook up with nobody you don't know.
Take this time to get to know yourself. Learn your self-worth, ladies and gentlemen.
And don't kiss your husband.
Yes, because if she got it on the low, she might be trying to get your life savings by spreading it to you and trying to cash out on you.
Anywho.
Yes, that's our episode. Please, please take care, everyone.
Yes, and stay tuned on our page because we're going to be posting more games, doing some lives. And yeah, Ask Kay. We got a lot of discussion topics for y'all too, as well.
Yes, and next week we'll be out with a new episode.
Might do a surprise episode this week too. What else we got to do?
Shit. All right, y'all. Take care.
Thanks for listening. It's your girl, Egypt Pearl.
It's your boy, K, showing you the way.